Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing with Digest. I'm Stephanie Sloan, editorial director, here with Mara Levinsky, senior editor.
Hi, everyone.
Well, Mara, more returns to talk about on Days of Our Lives. Nadia Bjorlund, who was a guest on our podcast a few weeks back, is back on screen as Chloe, and we have an interview with her in the new issue, you know, where she admitted to me that she wasn't sure she would even be back after she was written out in early 2019 because it felt so abrupt. I mean, Nadia was just shy of marking 20 years on the show. You know, she has certainly come and gone a lot, but this last time somehow felt different for her. Obviously, not to worry, in the end, she is back and is excited about Chloe's next chapter, especially with Jay Johnson back as Philip. And I think it's fair to say that we could see another, you know, Chloe versus Bro-y, Brady and Chloe situation brewing, which, like, I am here for. Also back in Salem is James Lastovic, who plays Joey. The character has been in prison for 3 years, which to me is a lot, especially by soap standards, unless you're Blackie Parrish. But Ava will reveal herself to Steve and Kayla, and that means Joey didn't kill her. So everyone should check out that preview in our new issue.
Yeah, you know, you'll love to see a wrongfully convicted soap character go free as opposed to languish in prison forever. That is so funny that you mentioned Blackie, John Stamos' character from GH. And there are a few other GH characters I can name off the top of my head who are also in line for some overdue clemency. Sean is still behind bars, even though it's like no longer a secret to anyone that he didn't shoot Hayden in the head. And Matt Hunter was convicted he had a 3-year conviction for the death of Lisa Niles, which should have been up in 2017. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing things pick up with Ava. It always makes me a little nuts when presumed dead characters are able to skulk around a soap town undetected for months, as opposed to, you know, days or weeks. And obviously it's going to be a lot more fun with her out in the open from a story perspective, you know, getting down to the business of whatever trouble she's going to stir up. And my fingers are so crossed that Days goes there with Chloe and Bro-y. I mean, that was such a success for the show the first time around. And even with a recast Brady in the mix, it seems like such a no-brainer to see if lightning can strike twice, you know?
Yes. I mean, I was surprised when Kyle Lauder came back to the show, even though he was playing Rex, that they never crossed him with Chloe in a romantic way. You know, even though he wasn't playing Brady, I just always felt like they had a very strong connection. And I was always down for a Brady-Chloe-Rex triangle. But now that Jay's back, it's going to be a great dynamic to play regardless. You know, it's particularly strange for me, and I think you'll understand, that I was covering Days in 1999, and I met these actors when they were in like their late teens, early 20s. So Nadia was saying to me how she hadn't seen Jay in years, and he was so tripped out that she was married with two kids. And, you know, like, I feel the same way. I mean, it kind of makes me feel like so old to see like Kirsten Storms, for example, who I met when she was 16 and playing Daisy's Bell, you know, with a child, or met Emily Reeves, you know, the daughter of Scott and Missy Reeves, and appeared on our cover as a baby when I started working here at the magazine, is now a mom. I mean, it's such a strange way to mark time by actors and their kids growing up.
I relate to that so much. I mean, I remember hanging out with Finola Hughes at the All My Children set when she was pregnant with her son, Dylan, who, you know, is now off in college. And I remember so vividly doing this photo shoot at the studio with Kaya Callahan and her mom, Eva LaRue, for a long ago Mother's Day issue for the magazine. And now she's like 18 years old. Like, it's wild. And I know that it's wild for the actors too, you know, to have known each other for so long. I did an interview with Rebecca Herbst and Rebecca Budig right when the reveal that their characters on GH, Liz and Hayden, were sisters. And they talked about how they first bonded back at a Super Soap weekend when Becky Herbst's oldest, Ethan, took a huge shine to Rebecca Budig, and she danced with him all night on her hip. And Ethan would tell her mom, Rebecca makes my heart grow. So darling. But when Rebecca Herbst told Rebecca Budig, Ethan is taller than me now, Rebecca Budig was like, oh my God, how is that even possible? You know, but even though it's sort of a mind bender, it's just one of the kind of beautiful things about working in this genre, or covering it in our case, which is that unique opportunity to really see people and their families grow up in real time.
Oh, that is so true. And I feel like we're going to be saying the same thing about our guests today. Young and Restless's Melissa Ordway, who plays Abby, and her real life husband, Justin Gaston, who stepped in to play Chance when Donnie Boaz contracted the coronavirus. Now, this is meant as no disrespect to Donnie, who has been doing such a great job, but I really loved seeing Melissa and Justin in scenes together. I mean, I am such a sucker for a real life duo. And truthfully, I think that was like one of the most fun things about starting working here is, you know, finding out the behind the scenes dish, like who's dating who hates who,
yeah,
you know, et cetera. And let's be real, it still is a perk for sure. But there really is just something about seeing people who are really together, work together on screen, because, you know, as much as they are actors doing a job, you can't help but look for some signs of real life chemistry in there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the added bonus in this instance is that because of how YNR is socially distancing in its scenes, they would have had to get creative shooting the You May Now Kiss the Bride moment if it was Melissa and Donnie, but the Gastons could safely touch. So, you know, in that sense, the timing worked out nicely. You know, I know it may have been a disappointment to some Chance and Abby fans who were invested in them with Donnie in the role that he couldn't be there to film the romantic payoff moment of the wedding. But, you know, what a gift that Melissa's husband is an actor and was available. You know, it's such a making lemonade out of lemons kind of thing. And I'm excited to hear from both of them about what it was like.
Well, me too. So let's check in with them and hear all about it. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, we are so happy to be talking to you at all, and especially this week because of the wedding and just so much exciting stuff to talk about. Justin, we're going to start with you. So let's talk about you getting the call to pinch hit for Donnie Boaz. How did it all go down?
Yeah, it happened pretty quickly. They called, I believe, on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and they called Melissa and were just like, hey, can Justin do the wedding like this week? And so, yeah, so.
Well, it was crazy because I didn't know if they meant like if he was going to stand in for the kiss or like what was like. So I was like, you're going to come do the wedding. But I'm like, I think you're just just going to kiss. Or
there was
like
an hour there where we were like, am I going to be saying all the lines or am I just going to be kissing you? Because I can do either.
And then, well, we got a call from from Owen, who was directing the episode. And he was like, I hope Justin's ready. He has a lot of dialogue this week. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what? So he's like going to actually be playing Chance. He was like, yes. And so we got some clarification. And then, yeah, it happened so fast.
Yeah. But we were excited. Excited to be able to work with Melissa again, because that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Melissa, like when they did call you, what was your initial reaction?
I was so excited. Like, I don't think I've been this excited about anything in quite a while. just because getting to work together, it like was combining like a few of my favorite things, you know, getting to act and do what I love. And I was so excited to be able to have another soap wedding. And then to get to kind of remarry my husband was like a dream come true with like all of my favorite people in one room. So I was super excited. You know, I was a little bit nervous because we hadn't acted together in so long. So I was like, I don't want to like, I hope I'm going to be okay. Like, I hope that I'm going to be able to remember my lines. But I was overwhelmingly excited.
And you remembered your lines.
I did. Well, the first scene was a little shaky. He was perfect all the time. It was me. I was like, you would think that I hadn't done this in forever. Like
you were a little nervous our first scene together. That is fun.
So Justin, how much time did you have to actually get all that dialogue down, et cetera, after you knew what you would be doing?
2 days, maybe. Yeah, 2 days. Yeah, but I mean, it was good. And like, luckily, Melissa and I got to rehearse together a lot. And yeah, I mean, I think I was a little nervous to like, because I, you know, obviously the wedding's in front of like every main character ever. And so it's kind of like, oh man, like I just felt a lot of weight, but like in a good way. Like you want to do this. It's like the 12,000th episode. Like you want to do it justice, and you want to honor all the hard work that's gone in, you know, to every episode before that. And it's just an honor and a privilege that they trusted me with that. So I was glad I was able to step in and help.
Right. I mean, no pressure. So 12,000th episode, every Newman, every Abbott, and the Chancellors.
Like, I know you've never been on the show, but good luck.
And like, I was trying to remember some of like the backstory. Like, I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of what's happened. Like, I was trying to give him like a rundown
of
everything.
There was a lot of that. It was like, yeah. Wait, and who and what? And I was shot where? Wait, what?
I think at first too, you were like, hey, this guy was just shot. So like, which side was it? And then like, is he like really in pain? Like, when did he get out of the hospital? Like, that's a soap opera. We just kind of forget about that. He's fine.
That is hilarious. So, yeah. So as we said, no pressure. How like nervous were you, Justin? Like when it was actually go time?
I think like I was pretty nervous my first scene was with Jordy, and we know each other, you know, pretty well. Like we've done a podcast with him before and spent time with him. So luckily I know everyone pretty well. So there's that familiarity. But you know, like your first scene, you're kind of dipping your toe in the water. And I feel like from there, like luckily my first scene wasn't the wedding. Cause I feel like I'd have been like, oh my gosh. but yeah, I mean, I was really nervous on the rehearsal of the wedding. And then luckily, like I kind of did a flub and like everyone laughed at me. And so like, yeah, I feel like that sort of broke the ice. I was like, okay, like I felt calm and was able to, you know, be in the moment. So it was great.
Now, did you guys feel any additional pressure because you are a real life, you know, couple, like you're actually married and now you have to really bring this romance home for a wedding?
I was a little worried because I'm like, I hope they're like, oh, and you actually really love each other. I'm like, no, but we do really love each other. They say like sometimes, like when you actually really like someone, like that you don't really overly try, or like you're kind of, you know, I've heard this in the past. I'm not from people that, you know, you don't really act out that love that much because you kind of already have like a rapport with someone that you just kind of are.
Well, I feel like we're at a different stage. Like we've gone through that, honey. We had to like regress in our relationship, like back to
being excited.
Well, instead of not excited, it's just that's not where we are in our relationship. So it is like, oh yeah, like we had that and reliving those moments. So I think not necessarily nervous. I mean, it was exciting and fun, and I mean easy in a sense that we have had that, and so we, you know, I can just look at my wife and be like, oh yeah, like we did this before and I know how that felt, and it was good.
Yeah,
I think
it was, I had fun. I mean, I was trying not to laugh for a lot of it too, because if I look at him sometimes I'll just start dying laughing. Yeah, so I was for so much of the wedding I was like just trying not to laugh. I feel like,
well, thanks.
I mean
I know what you mean,
just because I mean you have Eric Braeden and Josh Morrow in a room together, and like I could like look at either one of them and then have Justin in the mix as well, and I'm like, I'm just done. Like the funniest people in a room together, it's like hilarious. Yeah,
did you like draw on or bring any of those real life feelings to bear in the scenes, did you feel, because you're looking at your real husband and not just Chance?
I did, because I would kind of remember, like, you know, they showed all the flashbacks of all these weddings. Well, I was like kind of having my own flashback of like when I walked down the aisle 8 years ago. And so I feel like I was kind of remembering that moment of like right before you see your groom at the end of the aisle. And like, yeah, I mean, it's funny because we do really love each other, but then you're having to add, well, maybe.
Are you convincing yourself at this point?
No, but then like you have the like, I don't know, you just have like the excitement of all, I don't know, it was just like.
I think luckily like you're up in front of people and like there's like a rush of adrenaline that you sort of don't have to, you know, it is like being at your real wedding. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're there and the moment kind of creates itself. So I think to an extent, like we're fortunate in that way that there is a bit of nerves that are good. You know, you need those.
I just kept remembering at our real wedding, we forgot to pack his pants, like his tux pants. And so
I was putting the tux on like 30 minutes before the wedding.
And so we were like an hour away from my parents' house. And luckily our neighbors were like able to bring him his pants like right before the ceremony started. And I just remember like, the memorable line of like our whole wedding was me like, because his brother-in-law was like, had these other tux
pants.
They were
like parachute pants.
They were very large and like wide legs, and he was like, oh, Justin can just wear my pants. And I was like,
it wasn't even a tux, it was like some weird suit. Like, they were bad, but I mean that's what I was gonna wear down the aisle. And luckily, like, I mean, right before I was about to walk down the aisle, like, the pants kind of came and was like, I think I was still putting pants on as I was walking.
It was like
there.
My maid of honor was like, no big deal.
No big deal.
Like, Justin doesn't have any pants, so it's going to be fine. But like, what do you want us to do? And I was like, no, you can't wear Brian's pants. Justin wears skinny pants. And that was like the most memorable line, I feel like, of our, that was like the most memorable
line. It was a takeaway line from the wedding.
I think we didn't have it. Chance and Abby didn't have any of those moments.
I have a follow-up question. Did you have your own pants on before you were to change into your
time? Did I have my own pants on?
Whose pants did you have on before they brought you your pants?
Brian's pants.
Oh, you did have the wide pants.
No, I mean, when you were like getting dressed, when you were changing your street clothes, okay, you did have pants as an option.
You know, so I'm there with all my groomsmen, like my best man, my brother, and you know, they're videoing. It's this classic moment. And I go to take down, like, the zipper down to open up. You know, they're filming it to take the pants and the suit out. I'm like there's no pants. And then I realized, like, what happened is I'd gotten those altered and they were in a separate bag. And, you know, it worked out. It worked out. But, yes, it worked out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have to ask, who had the better vows, Melissa and Justin or Chance and Abby?
Great question. Chance and Abby. We didn't do our own vows.
We did not want to be like, I didn't want to get nervous wrong thing. And it's kind of like a competitive thing when you write your own vows. Like, what if you said something nicer than like what I was going to say? Or like, and then I would feel bad like the rest of our lives that mine wasn't as nice as yours.
And then we went with the short and simple. Yeah. And just tell me what to say and I'll repeat it.
I mean, I feel like you can't top a line like Abby had, like, I wish you would never get shot again. I mean, that's definitely not something that I should
already. She did say that at our wedding, but for different reasons.
That's incredible. So what would you say was your like favorite behind the scenes moment of the day of shooting the wedding with each other or with other people?
I was gonna say the same thing. Josh Morrow, he was supposed to say a line after the buffet. Like, he was supposed to say, it was just one line. He was standing in front of everyone, like in the front of the set, and he was supposed to go, I stuffed myself.
It's not that funny here, but there.
He just couldn't say it without laughing. And like every time, like.
Oh my gosh.
And then Eric had a line in the middle of our wedding that he just.
When she gives herself.
He was like, what am I supposed to say? Like, those two lines, like, we could not get through it. I think we had to shoot it like several times. It was just, we were all crying laughing.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, just sort of as a wedding moment, I mean, Melissa, were you happy that you actually did get to kiss the groom and it wasn't sort of like a tricky camera work situation?
I mean, I was ecstatic. I just was so excited to get to do this with Justin and like, and get to kiss. And like, you know, with COVID and stuff, like, it's just like, I feel like it just made the most sense, I think, for right now. Like, you know, as far as like, if you have to find someone to step in, you're the perfect person, you know? And I feel like you're a great actor and you already had the soap background, so you could get the lines super quickly. And I don't know, I was just very excited that it was Justin all around. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have been happier. I was the happiest bride ever.
I was her third choice, but it worked out.
No, but it would have been weird. Like, you can now kiss the bride, and then you're just like, I mean, and when we first started filming for COVID, there was a couple of times where I had to like do a scene with like a stick, like, you know, because mm-hmm. with the angles and stuff. And I feel like it's you know, we're doing the best that we can, but I feel like it's also like, how do you really, it's hard to act against like a paper, it was like a paper face, you know, like it just is awkward. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, really good planning on your part 8 years ago, marrying an actor. But at this game,
we thought it through.
Yeah. I was like, you know, 8 years from now, you're going to have to step in and it'll be perfect.
So we saw on screen that Chance and Abby spent their honeymoon in like a beach shack situation. What was your real life honeymoon like?
Same exact one.
It wasn't a shack.
No, but I mean, it was like a beach, like a
we went to Costa Rica. Yeah. It was beautiful,
yeah,
actually.
It was amazing.
And we went on like a zip line tour, and we kind of had like a. We got married in September, so yeah. They were considered it like the green season or like the rainy season.
It was amazing.
So
it would rain like every day, like around the. We would just go get lunch, and it would rain for like 30 minutes. And it was, and then, yeah, it would stop.
It was like perfect weather all day. And then, yeah, around like 3 or 4, it would rain, like right when you're about to go in, and then it would stop. And so I feel like the great thing was is that no one goes to Costa Rica during that time. So we kind of had the whole resort to ourselves.
And there was no cell service, so no one could find
us. That's true.
That sounds amazing for many reasons. Now tell us, have your daughters seen the wedding?
They have.
Yeah, they had a different reaction than I actually was expecting.
I wanted to watch it again. They were very tired when they watched
well,
it.
Well, I asked Olivia, I said, what did you think of the wedding? I was like, did you like it? She goes, yeah. And I was like, well, what does that mean? She goes, yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird, but like, I liked it. And I was like, well, what was weird about it? She's like, I think that would, because we kissed in it. It's like, weirds her out, like when
I
we kissed. But then when she was actually watching it, she was like super excited about the dress and the flowers. And like, she also is a little weird because she doesn't want me to marry Justin. Yeah. She keeps saying like, no, I'm marrying Justin. She's like, I'm marrying daddy. Like, you're not marrying daddy. I'm marrying daddy.
True. Yeah, we're getting married.
Yeah. But she was like really excited watching them. When I had follow up questions about it, she was like, that's kind of weird. I was like, oh, okay. Sophie loved it, though.
I think they'll want to keep watching it, though.
Yeah. They asked for it. Like, they watched it on Tuesday, and then they asked for it again last night before bed. They wanted to watch it. So I think they like it, but I just...
A little jealousy going on.
It's true. She wants a long dress like that, too.
What was your experience of watching it like?
I cried, what does that say? I was, like, so into it. Like, I had, like, happy tears. Like...
You are Abby.
I am Abby. No, I have so many different emotions because I grew up watching the show. So to get to, like, have a big soap wedding like this and, like, growing up such a big fan of the show, like, I literally was, like, so filled with gratitude that I get to play the part and that I'm, like, able to be a part of the 12,000th episode and just, like, a part of the YNR legacy. And then to have Justin be a part of that now as well. And, like, I don't know. I just was, like, so happy watching it. And I really feel like the episodes were so well done.
Yeah. They were.
Like, getting to see, like, Nina and Jill and Jack and Victor and Nikki and Ashley, like, Tracy, everybody in this room together, like, it just, like, filled me with so much joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's on?
I mean, similarly, I think some of my earliest memories are my mom watching Young and the Restless. Like, and so, almost... disbelief that like I got to be a part of such a monumental moment, and just with, like we said, like all those people who've been on the show forever and these like great characters that I just got to step in and play this character was kind of humbling, and I felt so honored.
And I'm such a sucker for a flashback.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Anytime they like flash back to like older episodes, I was like, oh my gosh, like I remember that.
Yeah.
What's also so crazy is that Abby has like notoriously been unlucky in love. And then you actually now, Abby gets to get married. Mm-hmm. And by like an unfortunate twist of fate, of course.
Sure.
Yes.
But fortunate in one respect, you now are marrying on screen, but you're actually marrying your real life husband. Like, it is sort of trippy for that to be the end of the story in a way.
Well, and I think too, like the thing that really got me was that I had been on the I've been on the show long enough to have my own flashbacks. Like, that was really weird. Like, right. I was like, oh my gosh, like when they flash back to Abby's like past romances, I was like, I've been on the show like long enough. And I actually like filmed this, you went outside, but I like filmed an Instagram video of me. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not going to post it because maybe it's like weird, but like, I just really am so excited and just so grateful to get to be a part like of these episodes, like, and just to be a part of the show.
We would like to say thanks to our sponsor for this week, Native Deodorant.
Native offers a natural, safe, and great-smelling way to stay fresh all day. I love their scents, and they have more than 10 of them, including their classics, as well as their rotating seasonals, so you will definitely find one you love. My favorite so far is coconut and vanilla, but I'm excited to try cucumber mint and lavender and rose next for their rotating seasonal scents as well. There are scents for women, men, and even teenagers, and Native works. I can tell you from my own experience that Native is great, and check out their 14,000 five-star reviews online. So if you're looking for a great natural deodorant, try Native. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/dishing or use promo code dishing at checkout and get 20% off your first order. Again, that's nativedeo.com/dishing or use promo code dishing at checkout for 20% off your first order.
So we want to hear a little bit about your real life love story. So tell us the story of how you met.
We met at an audition.
We did.
I actually had known of Justin. I had heard of him before. And so I went and I looked at he looked different because let's flash back to like kind of a year. Was it a year before we had met when you did American Idol?
Yeah, I was saying on there, yeah.
So my mom calls me like a year before we met and was like, you have got to watch American Idol tonight, because she was in Georgia. I'm in LA. She's like, you can't miss it. There is the most beautiful man ever performing on American Idol, and he's singing If I Can Dream, and he is just so gorgeous, and you have to watch it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So like,
I had space boots on. It's very weird.
I ended up watching it, and I was like, wait, is this the guy that she's talking about? Like, he obviously a very good-looking guy, but like not my mom's style at all. Like, he had space boots on, like leather pants.
Yeah.
Very long hair.
It was weird.
And so I was like, okay. I was like, okay. So then it cut to like a year later, I see him at this audition. He had short hair.
Came to my senses.
Just a normal outfit on, like Converse. And I like went and I looked at the sign-in sheet and I was like, oh, it is. It's Justin Gaston. Oh my gosh. So I went over to him and I tapped him really hard on the shoulder.
He scared me.
I don't know why. I would never normally do this on an audition, but I was like, well, you say how I said it, because you always,
yes, Justin. Verbatim. That's how she would say, oh, yes.
I haven't lived this down for 10 years. I think Justin, and he was like, yeah. I was like, honestly, taken aback.
I was just, because I was this way and you tapped me from behind. It was so quiet in the audition room. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, everyone in the small, tiny audition room can hear our whole conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, so we like ended up working. We did the screen test for the audition together. We like both got the movie. And then we just were inseparable ever since.
True.
Yeah.
Well, who made the first move?
I don't know.
I think it was kind of, I think I did.
I think, yeah, he asked me to go to get coffee after this like big cast dinner. And I didn't know if it was like just an invitation for me or if it was like for everyone.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I invited the whole cast to go. I got nervous. From the moment we auditioned together, like I didn't know who was going to get the part. Like, and so I was just praying that it was him because I just wanted to see him again. Like, I just had this feeling like he smelled so good in the audition because we had to hug in the audition.
Hello.
And I don't know. So I was like praying that it was him. And then it was him when I got we shot it in Louisiana. Yeah. And then we were like inseparable ever since. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I think I made the first move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But you just invited everybody.
I gave him such a hard time. Poor guy. Because I was trying to be funny because I was like nervous. Like he found because I didn't give him my number at the end of the night.
And, I would never do this. This is odd.
He like called my hotel room. Like because he was staying with his parents.
Guessed. I was like, I think this is her room.
And I knew it was him. I answered the phone and he was like, is this Melissa? I was like, no. I'm like, I was giving him such a hard time the whole time. I don't know why.
I would never do that. That's so something I would never do.
I think I was trying to be cool or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it worked.
But it worked. So whatever happened. I don't know. It was so weird. You stuck with it.
Trial by fire.
Oh my gosh. So how, for each of you, how did you know that each other was the one?
I mean, for me, it was like just this indescribable feeling. Like, I feel like from the first moment that we hugged, like in this, like, it's so weird, but he like had this like smell that he smelled so good. And then like, I, even though like I didn't see him for like a month after we met. Like, I just like kept thinking about him. And I feel like our relationship was just so easy.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, we just like, we never had like any like, I mean, not that we haven't had challenges, but like, I feel like it would just felt like it was meant to be. Like, it was never, there was never a question in my mind. Like, I was like, I just want to be with him for the rest of my life. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I knew within like 2 weeks I wanted to marry her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know, when she stopped picking on me so hard, I was able to think clearly.
Well, tell us about your proposal. How did you propose, Justin?
You know, it has ups and downs.
That was really good.
Yeah, I, what was the beach again? I always forget.
El Matador.
El Matador. Yeah, I just, like, didn't want to make a big thing. Like, that's just not our vibe. Like, we're just very
casual.
But yeah, I mean, I sort of had a whole day planned out, and it was right before we were both leaving for Christmas. And so I like masked it with, oh, like I have this Christmas thing planned. I have a big Christmas gift for you. So I did, you know, I took her to like her favorite like breakfast spot. Did we get massages? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we went and got like massages somewhere. Four Seasons. I don't know, anyway. And I'm not plugging anybody. But yeah, and then, you know, I was trying to make sure she was relaxed so she could say yes. And yeah, and then we drove out to the beach and I was like, okay, I got your present. And then I got down on one knee and then she told me no. You did the first.
Well, I was so excited. I go, no way. Or, what did I say, no or just no way?
You go, no. But like, I knew it was like a good no. It was like, no. And then she kept trying to just like take the ring from me. And I was like, well, you kind of have to answer. Like, you can have the ring, I guess, either way, but you have to answer.
But it was perfect because the sun was setting and there was a group of people that had just got done doing a photo shoot at the beach and they caught him like getting down on one knee and took a picture and like texted it to us.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great picture.
That's amazing.
I don't know if I sold that, but it wasn't very like crazy. I feel like
it was just perfect. I thought, yeah,
it was good for us.
Yeah, yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah,
we're still together. So.
And you know, other than the pants, which admittedly is going to be hard to top, what stands out to you when you think back on your real life wedding day?
That was the most fun day of my whole entire life, I have to say. Like, it was everybody, like so many people that we love. We had an amazing band, and actually my middle school band teacher, because I played the clarinet. He ended up being in this like 13 piece band that played soul music in Atlanta. So this band came and played at our wedding.
They were amazing.
They were amazing. They were so good that no one ever left the dance floor. And we actually ended up paying them. Well, I didn't, but someone was kind enough to pay them for an extra hour, like to stay, because no one was leaving the dance floor. And like, it was like one of our wedding gifts. They're like, no, just keep playing. So I feel like just the dancing and like,
yeah.
So my mom did not leave the dance floor the whole night. Like, I feel like my mom danced with every single one of your friends and everyone still talks about that.
I have so many memories of her just dancing. Every time I looked over, she was dancing with another one of my friends.
I don't think we even really danced together, like a couple times.
Yeah, but I think danced with Todd most of the time, one of my friends.
He kept grabbing me. But no, and you, I feel like you danced with like my mom.
Yeah, I danced with your mom a lot.
Well, it's your mom, really, who's responsible for everything. I mean,
that's true. My mom knew from the beginning. She wanted,
she had the whole thing started.
Yeah.
She had a sense about this one.
Yeah. Yep.
How wild does your mom think it is that you ended up together?
My mom is like such a big fan of Justin's. So I guess, I feel like she just was like so excited. I mean, my mom, and nothing makes my mom more excited right now than like this wedding on camera. Yeah. Like, she calls me about like twice a day, like talking about like, oh my gosh, I just watched this episode. And like, she just called me before this and she's like, I just watched The Honeymoon. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Like, she just like is such a big fan of like the show and Justin. So like the combination of the two is like a dream come true for her.
So can we talk about the two beautiful girls that have joined your family since that important wedding day? We cannot get enough of them on social media, might I add. So Olivia came into your life in a very special way. You know, tell us the story of her joining your family.
I mean, Olivia was just so meant to be ours. Like, I tell her all the time, I grew her in my heart because I really feel like she was like, so like, she was not meant to be with anyone else except for us. Like, we kind of had like a journey with like trying to get pregnant, and then, but adoption had always been on my heart. It was, had always been something that I was really interested in doing and I felt like called to do. And then I feel like, I don't know, we were kind of talking about it and we didn't, I mean, when you say like, I want to adopt a baby, like where would you even get started with doing that? Like I Googled a couple things and then like 50 million things pop up. But when we actually like decided to do it, every door opened, like it was just so meant to be. And I think God just had her like waiting for us, because I think from the time we decided to adopt to when Olivia was in our house, was like 4 months.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Like, which is almost like unheard of. And she's just the sweetest little thing I've ever met in my life. Like literally has the kindest heart and like is hilarious.
She's funny.
Like she, and I really do believe that she is going to be like, I could be wrong. I don't wish this upon any of my children to be an actor or an actress, but she loves the camera. Like last night she's like, do you need to interview me about the wedding? And I was like, well, like what kind of interview would you like to do? She's like, I don't know, I just asked me some interview questions. And she went and like sat in a chair and like she had a dance recital and like a meet, it's just like in front of the camera like waving, and like she's just like a special little, like just a little ball of love.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Sophie's just wild. But yeah, Sophie came soon, I think.
Surprise.
Yeah, and like, we were so excited. I didn't believe it. We took like a million pregnancy tests because I just didn't believe it. Yeah, and then I like how close they are in age, mm-hmm. because
they're
yeah.
best friends.
But so but in
enemies at the same time. They love to fight and wrestle each other. No. And I'm somewhat scared of Sophie.
Sophie scared me.
Yeah, I think everyone.
I think everyone's kind of like, all right, like.
She's tough.
Lightly. She like to throw bows.
Oh my gosh. And she's hilarious though.
Oh yeah.
She has like the craziest sense of humor, and like she's just Sophie has is very like, she can be, I wouldn't describe her as sweet though.
She's sweet.
She's kind. Sweet. She's definitely kind, but she's like,
she just has like, she has that like kind of dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
So it's like, she like even from an early age, like knew what was going to get people, and like especially her mom.
She loves to give people a hard time. Like she just loves
just
it.
Such a hard time. So it's just, that's more of her personality.
Yeah. Like I don't know where she gets that from.
How does she at her early age give you a hard time? I need context.
She knows that like for instance, like my mom just wants to hold her like a baby, and just cause she's so tiny and like, she just wants to like love on her. And like, she's like, just like, like very like, but just yeah, like giving her a hard time, like just cause she thinks it's funny. And then she'll like go around the corner and be like, and like laugh about it, or like,
and she has that little grin, like she'll do something kind of like rude, you know, not, I mean, just it's to be funny. It's like that she just knows, like she knows that.
Oh, and like anything Olivia says, she wants, she's like, no, it's the opposite of whatever right. Olivia says. Like, it's just to always get a reaction out of yeah. someone. Like, it's like, she'll like wrestle her this morning before school. Ooh, was like wrestling scrappy, her like yeah. down to the floor. And Olivia's like, ow, like poor Olivia.
She's always had this move. Like all of her friends, especially her guy friends, like she'll go behind them and then just fall. She just like takes them out. Just like, oh my gosh.
And I don't, like, Olivia would never stand up for herself, but, like, Olivia's friends better watch out, because Sophie will, like, oh, protect yeah. Olivia. Like, she's like, Olivia's my best friend. Like, it's yeah. just so, they have a love-hate relationship.
Now, Justin, what's it like for you being a father of two girls?
Amazing. But, yeah, I mean, it's the best thing that I've ever experienced, but I don't know anything different, I guess. I do see my friends with boys, and like they set them down and they just are like take off. It's like every friend I know that has a boy is like that. I'm like, oh, thank God I have girls. It's just a lot of emotion. Yeah, I mean,
a household of women.
Again, I don't know anything different. I mean, I haven't spent like an extensive amount of time around like raising, like I haven't spent a lot of time around my nephew or things like that. But I don't know. I mean, I love it. Like I really enjoy being a dad. It's like my favorite thing I've ever done. So it's challenging, like, cause you want to be good at it. So I don't know. It's a lot. I feel like I'm always kind of like leaning in with like, okay, like I don't know like where I should sit on this one. Like, don't hit me.
That's how we all feel that way about Sophie.
And what about you, Melissa?
It's so fun because I don't know what I would do with a boy. I honestly, because I love like dolls and Barbies and I love like dressing up. And like, it's funny because like Olivia is really into like makeup right now. So like getting ready and she like wants to put her makeup on and like, you know, put a fancy dress on. And it's just really fun. Like there are a lot of emotions, like with all three of us girls together. Like I feel bad for you because, you know, it's just, it's a lot. Like, you know, the smallest thing will make them cry sometimes. And you're just like, wait, what? Like you're crying. Like, I don't understand. Like, why are you crying? But that's probably only going to get worse with the older that they get. But, it's just so fun. Like, I just love being able to like, share all of like my mom and dad have all of these toys that they're like bringing down for Christmas that were mine, like all of the American Girl dolls, and just getting to share all of those things with them is so fun.
It is cool, the difference, because like Olivia like always wants to be out like helping me like build or like be in the yard, and then like Sophie's so much like Melissa, like even if we would go to the beach or whatever, like Olivia and I would always be in the water, and then Melissa and Sophie are just up like eating chips like it's just
playing out.
It's just like, it's cool to see how unique they are. And like, yeah, they're just so cool in their own ways.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of how much, you know, in a way, how much more you must cherish all of the ups and the downs of it all, because it wasn't so easy for you to get here.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I just think it's so, like Melissa said, so meant to be, and just definitely what God had planned for our family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just literally can't imagine my life without Olivia or Sophie. And like, I just can't. Yeah. It's just perfect the way that it is. So I would never want anything different to have ever happened.
Now, we understand that you recently moved as a family. What precipitated your cross country journey?
So we're still like mostly in LA, but, have a place in Tennessee. And like, I just feel like I grew up in Atlanta, Justin grew up in Louisiana, and we were so, during quarantine, we felt so far away from just everyone. Like, there was no possible way to get in a car and get to drive to any one of our families. Like, we were just kind of on an island by ourselves, and I feel like we just started really, like, thinking, like, what? Like, we're so far away from everyone. And you were actually going to move to Tennessee before we met. And so I feel like with your music and just everything, it just made sense. But his mom and brother have a place here. And so, like, my parents are, like, only a day's drive. And it just seemed to make the most sense for us. But I feel like quarantine just made everyone like kind of reevaluate everything and just kind of try to figure out like, well, what do we want out of life? Like what's important? And I think for us, just being close to family and being able to like just have more time with family, because life is short, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to take anything for granted. So if we need to be in Tennessee and close to family, we can. And you
it's
know,
good for, yeah, like it's good for music mm-hmm. for me too, to be here. This is just where, you know, it's more for me here. So I think I always planned to be in Nashville.
He says he was working on it for the past 10 years. I'm working with me to be okay with coming here.
Exactly. So what has it been like, you know, setting up a home in a new place?
Oh, I have so many, you know, like my mom and my brother here. And I just almost know more people here than in LA.
It was also weird, like during quarantine, like, everyone kind of was leaving LA. Like it was like so many of our really close friends like moved. And so it was like, okay, so now we really are alone. Like friends that had become like our family out there. And you know, a lot of them moved to Nashville. And so we're like, maybe this is just what we're supposed to be doing. But I feel like it's just been so great. Like,
yeah,
it's weird because our house in Tennessee like feels more like home than anywhere that I feel like we've ever lived. Yeah. Like, and it's, I don't know why, like we haven't lived there very long and it was kind of, you know, but it's just really
just how we grew up.
Yeah.
Probably feels, you know, familiar.
I feel like being in the fresh air and like not having like so many people, like the city, like everyone being on top of each other and just like a big yard and being able to like have space is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any other daytime people out there?
You know, Tracy lives very close. So we've got to hang out with her and her horses and stuff, which has been really nice because Olivia and Sophie love horses. Scott and Missy live close. We see Emily.
Yeah, Emily and I have been riding together again. So So yeah. Great.
Getting the band back together.
Band's getting back together.
He's awesome. That's I want to hear that music.
It's so good. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Okay, so Melissa, just in case anyone's worried, you're not going anywhere, right?
No, we are in LA to stay, and we have a second home in Tennessee. So yes, not going anywhere.
You know, when you reflect on this opportunity that you had to work together at YNR, did it like whet your appetite to possibly work together more in the future?
I would love that.
I would love that. I'm like, yeah. Can they write him a role in Young and the Restless, please? Like, yeah. That would be so fun. Yeah.
Wish.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I would love to do that.
Let's push for it.
Yeah.
Well, if you could do your dream project, what would you do together, and how would you cast yourselves?
I really want to do like a home remodel, like a flipping type show, which is, I guess it's not really acting, but I would cast myself as myself. I mean, I feel like that would be so fun because I love like interior design and all of that stuff. So that's what I would like to do as like a family. But as far as like acting stuff goes, dream project, something comedic would be really fun.
Yeah. Like a Waiting for Guffman.
Type. Yeah. Like Best in Show. Like,
yeah.
A Christopher Guest, Eugene Levy type thing.
Honestly, I mean,
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. Like doing the wedding, doing like all that. Like I've never laughed. I don't know that much in my life. Like I had such a good time working on the show, you know, with everyone. And like she was saying, like Josh was cracking me up. Mm-hmm. And Eric was so kind, and Peter's great. So it was just fun. You know, it was weird. It was just weird because I've known them in it on a personal level for so long. It was kind of cool to actually get in there and go around with everybody. So it was great. It was something that I'll always cherish and like a dream job for me.
Well, before we let you go, Justin, we have had a burning question for you ever since Melissa was a solo guest on our podcast. Yes. Of all of the Bravo shows that she watches, which one do you enjoy the most, and which one are you the most resentful of the fact that it's on in your eye line?
Oh, I can't wait to hear the answer to this.
What's it called? I actually really enjoy it. Where they're all working at
Vanderpump Rules.
I really enjoy that show. It's funny because like if anyone were talking about like a reality show, I'm always like, oh yeah, and such and such, and yeah, and they're married. Yeah, I know. And they're like, wait, how do you wait? And I'm like, oh, I literally watch every one of their shows. That's resentful. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like I don't know.
I kind of, the thing is you get sucked into all of it.
You do.
I'm like, I kind of like this. Like, I don't know. I could watch more of this.
I don't know. I feel like it's like you love Vanderpump Rules the most, but I feel like you're.
Maybe I resent the fact that I like it.
So. Yeah, maybe.
I really like that show. Like, I remember being in LA, I'd be like, I think I just saw Stassi.
Oh, yeah. You want to know the biggest fan sighting that we've had?
Oh.
Was actually we were going to some sort of gifting suite,
yeah,
and we saw Farrah from Teen Mom, and we were like, can we get a picture with you? And it wasn't just me that was so excited to see her. It was
I was excited.
And she actually asked if she could be on Young and the Restless, and I was like, I don't do casting. But I was like, I would love that, though. Like, sure. I say yes, no. I feel like
I'm a big Vanderpump.
I have to say, I haven't been as into these past seasons as I have. I was really into Vanderpump because that was like
that's the one middle, that we watched like, together. Like yeah. All the other ones, I just catch like she's watching.
I wait for Vanderpump.
Vanderpump, she's like,
I wait
okay,
for you to watch that.
Watch.
But this, the past couple seasons of these Housewives, they've gotten rid of a lot of my favorite characters, and I'm like trying to get back into it. But I'm like, where's Tamara? Like, where's Vicky?
You know,
same.
I really like New York, but they got rid of Bethany. And I'm like, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's hard.
Like, what's the, I mean.
Who do I like in New York?
The new one. She's like the clothing.
Oh, I really like Leah. Yeah. Yeah.
See? He knows. You really know. I like Leah too. That's a new addition.
Yeah. I'm like, they added some good ones in New York, but I feel like, you know, because Leah was a good replacement.
I like it. They go to the Hamptons. Like, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Like vicariously.
Atlanta's about to start, so I'm excited about that one. I think that's this weekend.
Did you add Salt Lake City? Have you watched that yet?
I've watched the first episode of that. I don't know how I feel yet. I'm trying to I have to give it another watch because it was on kind of in the background when I was trying to learn a lot of the dialogue for the past like few weeks. So I feel like I was kind of like popping in and like, I didn't really know what was going on. That does intrigue me though, with like the multiple, you know, I don't know if any of them have multiple wives. It was all like more, they talk a lot about Mormon.
You're interested in that?
You could not handle more than one of me.
You're like processed in on this podcast.
I'm good at just you.
But, you know, I'm interested to watch that one. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll check back with you in 2021 for your Bravo picks because
yes.
literally when we hung up the last time, Mara and I were like, oh my God, we love her. She watches Bravo. Well, it's been so great to talk to both of you. Thank you so much. Justin, you've been doing an amazing job. And really, Mara and I we're just talking about how much we loved it and we'll continue to love it. So hopefully we'll see more of you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes, this was fun. It's always great talking to you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Melissa Ordway and Justin Gaston for being our guests. If you like this podcast, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to pick up a new issue on sale now and come back next week for another podcast.